This is Living As You.
When was the last time that you simply stopped, sat, and reflected on your life, on the course of events that have shaped you into the person you are today? Take a moment. Think about where you were 5 years ago, what you were doing 10 years ago, and the person you are today because of it. Now, if someone were to encounter you that you didn't know, someone new, you're walking down the street, you're in a mall, you're at a restaurant, and you meet someone new for the first time, would that person have any idea of the life you have lived, the experiences you have undergone, simply in that 10-second encounter? Probably not. But why every single day does this world still struggle with judgment? Do we judge each other before we truly know each other? Everybody has a story. When you look at someone for the first time, obviously, we're human creatures, we're rational creatures. For many years, we have had to rely on our judgments to get us through some of the harshest challenges that humanity has ever faced. But think about when you encounter someone, how they encounter you. We all say, oh, I don't like being judged. I'm not a judger. But why still do we make judgments without knowing someone's story? And yes, as much as it would be incredible to hear everyone's five-star movie, everyone's story every single day, that's just not feasible. But going throughout our days with a little bit more empathy and a little bit more reminders that, man, this person has gone through so much that has shaped them into the person they are today. Maybe that is why they say what they're saying. Maybe that is why they're acting in a certain way. Maybe that is why they're in the circumstance that they truly are. From your parents to your best friend, to the homeless individuals on the streets, we all have a story. And nowadays, in a world where media is blowing up everything, it's their job. They want ratings. They want you. They want to hook you in. It's so easy to have a cynical view of the world, a very judgmental, when you meet someone you don't know, to immediately think, oh, do you want something from me? It was interesting the last couple years as I've been really fortunate to have more experiences outside of Oregon, whether it's at Notre Dame or in France, to really go outside my comfort zone and encounter tons of people who I had never met before. And it was so funny when I think about the times I'd be sitting in North Dining Hall at Notre Dame or walking down the street in Angers, France, with a little French in my vocabulary. And I would either sit down with someone in the dining hall that I didn't know and would lead with a, hey, my name's Patrick. Mind if I take a seat with you? Or be walking down the street in Paris or Angers and go up to someone and ask for directions or ask someone if they had any recommendations of some things I should see. People initially would look at me like, oh man, do you want something? Like, come on, I'm not being played here, am I? And to which I would just respond with kindness, or I tried to be as kind and loving as I possibly could. But after 10, 15 seconds, that individual in the dining hall, or that kind grandmother I would encounter in the street asking for directions, they would immediately recognize that all I wanted to do was have a conversation and connect heart to heart. And so as much as these judgments are good evolutionary, it is so important to remember that everyone has a story. And most people are not coming at you for something, are not trying to use you for specific means. I think we all have that fear. And definitely there are those individuals who their goal is to get somewhere and they are going to use you to get to where they want. But I choose to believe that simply we are on this earth to get each other better. We are on this earth to share our stories and make our lives a little less burdensome. We all have challenges, but we're all in this together. My personal experiences with stories and judgments and understanding, reading that book before simply putting it down because of its cover, has been so evident in my life, particularly when I went to France in the spring of 2019. I was really blessed to study French at an international school with students from all over the world. You name a country, students were probably from that extraordinary country, whether it was Syria, whether it was China, Iraq, Taiwan, Korea, Mexico, obviously the US, Germany, everywhere. It was unbelievable. And in my class of 20 students, my main language class, where we spent the majority of time throughout the week with my wonderful teacher, Stefan, he was a rock star, we were so blessed to hear each other's stories and to really take that time to dive in and learn about each of our cultures, but each of the things that, man, you look at someone, you would not know that they've gone through those. For instance, my friend At, a Syrian refugee who for 19 years of his life lived in peace with his parents and siblings in Syria. And then when the bombs started falling, when the government started getting into conflict with Turkey and so many other neighboring countries, At had a choice. He could flee or basically be forced to serve the corrupt government of Syria and essentially die. They would enlist individuals and simply give them tasks, put them in places where they were just fodder. And so Af said, you know what? I'm going to flee. I'm going to flee to another country. And he went to Greece. He was held in a camp for multiple weeks where he saw some of the most horrible things anyone could possibly witness. He finally made his way to France, where he is currently today. And he was fortunate about 2 years ago to be able to bring his mom and one of his brothers over. He lost some siblings throughout the time. But the specific detail in which he told me his story of fleeing his home country of Syria, what he goes through now, what he went through, the trauma, the violence, the pain that he witnessed and experienced, you would never see in this hopeful, optimistic, strong, and powerful young man whose goal is to be the best HR manager, human resource manager in France or wherever he is in Europe. That is his goal, to simply be able to give his mom and his brother a life of peace, even if it can't be in the home country where they were raised. My friend Yajing from China, she was raised in a very intense life and intense environment in which school and work was the priority. The 995 rule, 996 rule actually, in China, where you work 6 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. She and other friends found that they couldn't escape this world. They were getting to a point where they either had to commit to a company that employed this 996 rule, or they had to leave and go to a new country that stressed a little bit more health and normalcy and relaxation and didn't just prioritize work. You would never know what she's gone through, the decision she's had to make with her family, leaving her family and everything she's known behind so she can seek out a better life for her and for her future family. You would know that, never know that simply by looking at Ya Jing. And these stories that make each of us the beautiful, unique creations we are, unfortunately, simply by looking at someone, you can't know their full story. But by asking a question, or by at least giving them the benefit of the doubt, at least when you encounter someone who you don't agree with, or you think what they're doing is wrong, you can still think what they're doing is wrong, but at least show a little empathy and recognize that they have a story that has shaped and molded them into the person they are today. And even if that is someone that, for you, perhaps, is hard to encounter, or maybe values you don't agree with, perhaps they've just simply gone through experiences or had specific role models or influences in their life that you may never did. Perhaps because you were raised in a certain way in a loving family with support who emphasized certain values at certain moments, that's why you are the way you are. And that's why you believe what you believe. As we go throughout our days, it's important to remember everyone has a story. And each of us acts in the way we do because of this story. I'm going to challenge each of you again to think about your own story. Take some time. What are some of the most influential experiences or people in your life that have shaped you and made you the person that you are today? Think about a value of yours or something you do every day that you believe is healthy or good or making the world a better place or an interest of yours. Why do you do those things or believe in them so strongly? Perhaps you explored and figured out these things existed and put them into practice yourself. Or maybe you had someone else who you looked up to growing up. Say, hey, this is something that I believe in, and I think you should too. We can't judge anybody because everybody's story is complex, broken, and beautiful. Everyone's story could be made into a 5-star movie. And as I look around when I am in a crowd of people, it could be walking downtown Portland, it could be with a bunch of friends in college, I often think about the beautiful stories that each of us have gone through and have. The stories of brokenness, stories of triumph, stories of gratitude, stories of thanksgiving. It's incredibly easy to look at someone, especially that maybe you don't vibe with, and judge and say, man, I don't like that person, or I don't like what they're doing, and to act on that judgment. And like I said earlier, it's incredibly okay to not like someone or what they're doing based on your own values. But then acting on that judgment is where we fall short. And as I go throughout my own life and encounter people and encounter those who maybe I don't enjoy being around, or I don't vibe with, or I don't share similar values to, I constantly am asking myself the question, would I want this person to judge me? Because then who am I to judge this person? This person has gone through an incredible experience. They have a life story filled with pain, suffering, joys, triumphs, tragedies. Very similar, but very unique to my own. Everyone has a story. And so today, I leave you with a quote, an anonymous quote that I love and want to share, that I think relates very well to this idea of reminding ourselves that everyone truly has a remarkable story. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a battle. You are.